I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, so we're about to start our texting tutor with Audrey here, who a couple of minutes ago said that her husband and she have this week of vacation planned. It's assumed that they're going together. That's what they've always done. They haven't had a vacation in 3 years. Audrey here wants to do something solo on that week, and she hasn't broke that to her husband yet, and she wants our help texting him to say, hey, you know what? I want to go do my own thing.
As the person, the only person who's been married and has taken a solo vacation, you get to start the text, because how did you bring that to Stacy's attention when y'all were married?
Not fair, because I had mine grandfathered in.
Oh, you did?
Before I got married. Yeah, I used to take these solo vacations all the time, so it made it way easier.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a very big difference.
Mm-hmm. Man. Okay, Abby, how do we start? Yes, as the person who can't keep a man for longer than 3 months, let me handle the relationship. All right, Audrey, since you hate your husband, just kidding. Let's start with, do you have like a pet name for him?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I don't want to tell you guys. Can we just start with, well, I call him Bubbles.
That is so cute.
I don't think you do. I think you just made that up. I think it's something like Big Meaty.
Hey.
Hey,
oh.
Hey, Girthy.
This is a family show.
No, it's not.
And if that was the case, why would you want a vacation alone?
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to start. We're going to say, hey, Bubbles. I can't believe you call him Bubbles. Okay. Hey, Bubbles.
I can't believe he allows that.
Yeah, that ain't it.
Something else. We have to bring
anything else.
Hey, it's not you. It's him.
Fair.
I know you're really excited about our vacation, but I wanted to ask you something about it. Well, the vacation's not booked.
I don't know about that one.
The vacation time is set, that they have this week off. The parents are coming in. He's just under the assumption that the two of them are going to go somewhere together. Okay.
And I wouldn't say anything about excited either.
Yeah,
oh,
I
he's
think
not
that
excited.
Helps
big, big Meaty isn't excited for this.
Okay.
How about something like, "Hey, Bubbles"?
What if you do it like it's almost like you're kind of warming them up to the idea of you wanting to do it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like something to like, "Hey, Bubbles. I've been thinking like I've been really thinking about getting away and just getting some me time. How would that make you feel?"
I like it.
I like where we're going with that. I think that she needs to provide why she's so stressed out right now, mm-hmm. and needs this time by herself.
All right, so, hey, Bubbles. I've been doing some thinking about this upcoming vacation. I could really use some time to focus on myself.
And then say why.
Mm-hmm. I'm just stressed out. You know, I've got two little kids. I just want to be...
Yeah,
I just want to relax. I want someone to bring me drinks and food, and I just want to read a trashy couple books on a beach, and that's about it.
Relatable. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Can we throw in there that for my own mental health, I would really blah, 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 because then He's like, this is what my wife needs? I will give this to her.
To be the best mom I can be, to be the best wife I can be, and for my own mental health, I could really use this week to myself.
Yes.
Because every mommy blog tells you that. And, you know, you can't function at a high rate if you're constantly taking care of everybody else and you don't take care of yourself.
But then they also turn around and tell you to invest in your relationship.
And that you only have 18 summers.
The conflicting messages.
Well, Jimmy's two, so you only have 16.
Oh, man.
Oh, just wasted one. Like your birthday.
We need security.
Oh, well played, Abigail. Well played. And I know your parents didn't even name you that.
All right, so do we have the text?
Yeah, let's.
Okay, hey, Bubbles, I've been doing some thinking about this upcoming vacation. I could really use some time to focus on myself. I've been feeling overwhelmed. To be the best mom I can be and the best wife I can be, and for my own mental health, I could really use this week to myself.
Thoughts, question mark, send.
Like you're not asking for permission, but yeah. You certainly are, like his opinion is important.
It is important.
Mm-hmm. So should I hit send?
Yup.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a beautifully crafted text, if I do say so myself.
Can I tell you what I think the worst possible scenario here is going to be?
Why? Why would you do that? Don't put that mojo in the air.
You got to prepare for it.
Okay, here it is. Just to prepare for it.
No, we got some texting riz right now. Don't poo-poo on it.
You got nothing right now. You got one text. All right. Here's the worst possible scenario.
What?
Especially with the way women overthink.
What?
If he hits us back and goes, okay. And then she starts thinking, well, why didn't he want to spend time with me?
That's a fact. Okay. Have fun.
Yeah, have a great time.
One, you're evil. And two, you're accurate.
Right?
It's so true. It is so backwards and it's so true.
He didn't want to spend time with me.
God, I hope he fights it a little bit.
Well, you guys, he wrote back.
What did Bubbles say?
Oh, no. He wrote, the entire week, you want to waste an entire week alone without me?
Okay, well, it's not a waste. Thank God he loves you.
Yes.
Yes. I think you have to say, I don't know how to craft this. It has to be something like, this really is not about you. This is about my mental health.
It wouldn't be a waste. It would be a reinvestment in myself.
Ooh. Ooh. Those therapy words. Get it, girl.
Thank you.
Okay.
And if he fights you on it, you got to dangle something that is valuable to him. Say, look, if I'm taking this solo trip, you can hook up with whoever you want for the week.
What?
Her mom's going to be in the house.
Oh, God, Abby!
Would that be a compliment since, you know, you resemble each other?
Yeah.
Oh, he's writing back right now.
Same gene pool.
Yeah.
Are you a caller from Alabama?
I wonder if Alabama radio stations make those jokes about Georgia.
100% they
sure,
do.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a national joke, though. Like, I'm from Florida, and we would still make jokes about Alabama.
I feel like it's a South because no one's going to be like, are you from New Hampshire? Because they don't do that there. You just know they don't.
I think that's unfair. I'm Mississippi. Ooh. Would be more apt to have that kind of behavior than Alabama.
Alabama?
We should rank them.
Who is most likely to sleep with their mother-in-law?
Huh, I'm going to look this up.
What?
Which state has the most...
Oh, don't Google that.
Too late.
Wait, I got an answer.
Wait, but mind you, sleeping with your mother-in-law is not incest. Because you're not related.
It's just gross.
Thank you.
Fact. The second highest rate of hooking up with your own family member is Alaska.
What?
I'm guessing there's just not a lot of choice there.
Okay.
And number one.
No, don't say it.
Number one is going to hit home.
No, don't say it.
Is it Georgia?
It's going to hit home.
Don't say it.
It's Florida.
Listen, those retirement homes get lonely.
You gotta call up whoever's alive. I was like, oh, dear Lord, please don't say it.
There's no way.
Has he hit you back, Audrey?
Yes, he has, and I don't think he's very happy.
Okay, what'd he say?
He said, but it would be wasting the 1 week we've had to be alone in years. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, that's so cute, Bubbles.
Yeah, and there's more. I've already got a plan to run by you. I included a day on the beach, too.
Okay, so how about we go, you're so thoughtful to make this plan.
Yes.
But right there, one day on the beach. I want seven on the beach to do nothing. But I know that's not your idea of a fun vacation.
Okay.
Send.
Anybody? Anybody?
Bueller. Yeah, I think it's good.
I think that's good. We're just dismantling a marriage over here, but like whatever.
It's the most we could do.
Yeah, go ahead and hit send.
I'm sorry I checked out. I was looking for better statistics on hooking up with your own family members, and there is a plot twist.
No.
There is a plot twist. Florida is not the most recent violator of this.
What do you mean not the most recent violator?
The statistics. The ones that I read before with Florida being number one were from years ago. There's a more recent statistic.
I knew it. Holidays at my house are very normal.
And Florida's not in the top 10 even. According to this one, more recently, is New Mexico at 10, Indiana at 9, Oregon 8, Georgia 7, Washington, Maryland, Virginia, Maine.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Say it.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Yep.
Don't.
There's a reason why the abbreviation for Kentucky is KY.
No!
Hey!
No!
I want to know where you're getting your statistics.
Probably the Florida Bureau of Tourism.
Damn it.
Sorry.
I'm going to blame it on everybody in the Appalachian Mountains. Really?
Okay, he wrote back.
And?
He said, don't you think we can compromise? Sitting on a beach will bore me to death, which is what I was thinking. I mean, that's not what he wrote. He wrote, don't you think we can compromise? Sitting on a beach will bore me to death. 2 days, maybe three, ?
Ooh. Do you see a therapist?
I do.
Can you say, my therapist says I need this? Seriously, sometimes blaming somebody else or being like, somebody else said it, shuts conversations down because then it's like a third party. And you're like, well, if a healthcare professional said you needed it, then who am I to argue?
I've done that. I've told my girlfriends in the past that my therapist told me I need to do this, and I didn't have a therapist.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is so foul.
I know, but it worked.
That is so dirty. I'm more offended at that than you telling people your grandmother was sick when she wasn't.
She gave me permission, though.
Because she gave you permission.
Maybe every now and then, men do play chess. I'm not checkers.
I wish my therapist would tell me I needed 7 days on the beach alone.
But you can.
Have a couple kids and she will.
Like, does insurance cover that?
Okay, so which part should I start with?
I would start with, I love you and I love spending time with you, but I'm so overwhelmed and stressed out right now that my therapist has recommended I take some solo time to recalibrate.
I know this is a sacrifice, but
this is something I really need?
This is something I really need, yes. I'm gonna go ahead and hit send.
Okay.
Kristen,
what?
Was that area that you were referring to Eastern Kentucky?
Yes.
Okay, that is the number one. That has the highest rate of anywhere in the country.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
it's Eastern Kentucky.
That's the Appalachian Mountains right there. Inbreeding is one of those things that's classy if you're rich, but trashy if you're poor.
Yes.
Like, the Royals have been doing this for centuries.
So what? Yeah, what's up with that? Trying to keep bloodlines pure and whatnot. It's okay for them, but, you know, not for some hillbillies in Appalachian.
Well, one has a goal of being holier than thou and, you know, racist and pure bloodlines, and the other is just doing it because it's fun and there's nothing to do on a Saturday night.
It even quotes, the early settlers of the Appalachian region called the Mountain People practiced inbreeding for almost two centuries.
Yeah.
So they were grandfathered in before it was gross.
It really was. There's also a lack of education there as well.
They let the grandfather in.
I highly recommend you all read Hillbilly Elegy, and it would give you a much better insight into Appalachian country.
Okay, I have an answer.
What's the answer?
He said, but your therapist also told you we need to set aside more time for us, so let's do both. At least let me run my plan by you.
Dang it.
Nice.
Dang it.
Checkmate.
Dang it.
Well, that would have been key information before we threw the therapist under the bus. But
and his story about the therapist is true.
Yeah. All right. So, Audrey, we're at a fork in the road. You can do one of two things. Either you can hold fast that you want this solo vacation, or you can come up with a compromise with your husband. and do like 3 days solo by yourself and then have him come on the back end of the four. All right, so Audrey, what are we going to do here?
I feel like maybe I should just let him run his plan by me.
All right. So then tonight we'll discuss the plan.
Yeah, discuss it with him tonight. I think Kristen's onto it. You know, do this face to face. It already sounds like he's open to it. All right, Audrey. So have the convo with him tonight. We'd love to hear back from you and find out how it went. But you dig in, girl, okay?
Okay, thanks. He wrote back. Sounds good.
All right, there you go.
Yay.
All right, he hasn't left you yet,
thanks,
so that's
good.
All right, Audrey, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.